FM, Sunny Coast News.
Hey there, I'm Erin Roan. Tensions between Australia and China are threatening to boil over. After already reducing meat imports and increasing tariffs on Aussie barley, the Chinese embassy has labelled the international probe into coronavirus a joke. More than 130 countries voted in favour of the resolution at the World Health Assembly in Geneva overnight. But the coalition government and Labor are united on this one. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese saying we do need answers.
We have here more than 300,000 deaths up to now. There's nothing remarkable about investigating this virus and where it came from, what the circumstances are, so that we can learn from it.
There is good news on the coronavirus front here as we continue to flatten the curve. There was just 11 new cases in the 24 hours to 7 a.m. this morning Eastern time. Six states had no new cases. While health officials in Victoria have accessed data from a patient's COVID-safe app for the very first time, authorities made use of the information to try and trace potential contacts after a person tested positive on Monday. The patient gave their consent to download the data. It's not known whether any other app users had been in contact with them, though. And a UK war veteran who became a national hero after he raised £33 million for the National Health Service will be knighted. Tom Moore raised money by walking 100 lengths of his backyard in the lead-up to his 100th birthday. He was nominated for the honour by British PM Boris Johnson.
You ready?
Look at sport now. Former NRL superstar Greg Inglis has confirmed he is making a shock rugby league comeback. He signed with an English club in the Super League.
Delighted to announce that I'll be joining Warrington Wolves in season 2021. Cannot wait to get over there to meet all your Warrington passionate fans.
His contract as a Pathways manager with South Sydney will now be terminated, though. And Formula One says it will be impossible to hold the British Grand Prix unless personnel are granted quarantine exemption.